Hey dopamine hackers, it's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of brain-boosting goodness. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster, but instead of thrills, it's just stress and exhaustion? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something super real. Burnout after major life changes. You know that feeling when everything feels like an uphill battle? Like you're constantly running on fumes? Yes, I've been there, fam, and trust me, it's no fun. Last year, I went through a whirlwind of changes, career switch, moved cities, even adopted a rescue pup who's amazing, by the way. It was exciting, exhilarating, and then BAM. Burnout hit me like a ton of bricks. Suddenly, tasks that used to be manageable felt impossible. My energy levels were depleted, my motivation vanished, and I just wanted to hibernate under a mountain of blankets. But listen, you're not alone in this. Major life changes can throw your whole system off balance. We're wired for stability, so when things shift drastically, our brains and bodies go into overdrive trying to adapt. That stress response can be amazing in short bursts, think fight or flight mode when you're dodging a speeding car, not that I'd recommend testing that. But when it becomes chronic, it wreaks havoc on your well-being. So, what are the biggest takeaways from my burnout experience? Buckle up because these are golden nuggets. 1. Acknowledge the change. First things first, admit to yourself that you're going through a major life transition. Don't try to pretend everything's normal when it's clearly not. Embracing the change, even if it feels uncomfortable, is the first step towards healing. 2. Practice radical self-compassion. This one's huge. Be kind to yourself, like seriously kind. You're navigating uncharted territory, and that takes courage. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling overwhelmed or making mistakes, offer yourself grace, understanding, and a whole lot of love. Remember, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. 3. Listen to your body. Pay attention to those subtle or not so subtle signs that your body is screaming for help. Are you constantly exhausted? Feeling irritable or anxious? Experiencing digestive issues? Don't ignore these signals. They're trying to tell you something important. Rest, nourish yourself, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and peace. 4. Set boundaries like a boss. Saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learn to set boundaries with work, social commitments, even your own thoughts. Protect your time and energy by saying no to things that drain you and yes to things that nourish your soul. Remember, you have the power to choose how you spend your precious time. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even join a support group. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone on this journey. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who just landed her dream job at a prestigious agency. Sounds amazing, right? But the reality is, Sarah's working insane hours, juggling multiple projects, and feeling constantly overwhelmed. She's skipping meals, neglecting her sleep, and even forgetting to call her mom. Sound familiar? This is burnout in action. Sarah's story isn't uncommon. The pressure to succeed, coupled with a fear of saying no, can push us to our limits. But remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You can achieve your goals without sacrificing your mental and physical health. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, acknowledge the changes in your life, good or bad. Second, practice radical self-compassion and be kind to yourself. Third, listen to your body's signals and take breaks when needed. Fourth, set boundaries like a boss and protect your energy. And lastly, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now go out there and reclaim your brain power. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dopamine hack in their life. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and remember, you are capable, strong, and worthy of living a fulfilling life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.